Blog Talk Radio.
Some days it seems like it's so hard to get out of bed. So many issues facing me is coming to a head. I stand in needing your anointing, Lord, cover me and renew in me the right spirit to lead to that secret, sacred place with you. Make an atmosphere to hear from you. Restore me so I'll be renewed. You kept me here and you see me through.
Shall continually to be in my mouth. Good morning. This is Amazing Grace Ministries, and this is Blog Talk Radio, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your co-host, Evangelist Terry Rogers, and we honor Dr. Reverend Maria Carey this morning, who is the president and CEO of the Amazing Grace Ministries. We have a spirit-filled lesson on today, so we're going to get started. Announcements. Amazing Grace School of Ministries are conducting Old Testament survey classes on Thursday nights via Zoom. Please email Dr. Carey at amazinggraceministries@gmail.com. That's capital AmazinggraceMinistries@gmail.com to register for Old Testament survey classes and or more information. Contact Dr. Maria Carey at 309-750-7584. Consider donating to Amazing Grace Ministries, Inc. You can send that donation to P.O. Box 438411, Chicago, Illinois, 60643. To those who have sent in a donation, we thank you for undergirding this ministry. We appreciate you. To everyone enjoying listening to Radio in Radio Land, I decree blessings unto you. If you are blessed by this talk show, I need you to express it via text, email, or comment on the lesson page. You can text 309-750-7584, or you can email capital AmazinggraceMinistries@gmail.com. And we are on the air 9 o'clock every Saturday morning, and we have an exciting lesson today, So please tune in. You can also click the link. It's http://tobtr.com/s/119854.52. And today we have a word that will captivate your mind and break the yokes of bondage. Listen carefully, take notes, and study so that the word will be hidden in your heart. The lesson for this second Saturday of the month of August is allowing the manifestations of my gift. And this is just part one. The text comes from Romans 12:4-8, and this is the King James Version. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one member one of another. Having then gifts, differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth, with diligence. He that showeth mercy, with cheerfulness. When you say allowing, the root word is allow, and it means to let do or happen, permit, to permit the presence of, to permit to have, to make provision for, or assign. When you say manifestation, the act, process, or instance of manifestation, manifesting, the state of being manifested, an indication of existence, reality, or presence of something. And this has come from the Law and Legal Definition from the U.S. Legal Inc. Manifest readily, perceived by the senses, especially by the sight, to make evident or display. When you say gift, a notable capacity, a talent, or endowment, something voluntarily transferred by one person to another without compensation, the act, right, or power of giving. Spiritual gifts was extraordinary power bestowed in the first ages to convince unbelievers and to spread the gospel. And as today, gifts are for the advantage and salvation of others. There are various gifts and various offices to perform, but all proceed from one God, one Lord, and one Spirit, that is from the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. The origin of all spiritual blessings. No man has them merely for themselves. The more he profits others, the more will they turn to his own account. Once you trust Christ as your Savior, you are blessed and receive spiritual gifts that motivate you supernaturally. Everyone has been gifted with both natural, that's personal types, and supernatural, spiritual gifts. Spiritual gifts are divine enablement and endowment that make you valuable to the body of Christ. But what does it mean to manifest or permit the Holy Ghost to take control of my gift and operate in it? 1 Corinthians 12:1-4-7 and 28-31 says, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administration, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gift of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the same self-Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. For as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. And God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healing, health, governments, diversities of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Have all the gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But covet earnestly the best gift, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. Now we're going to identify the types of spiritual gifts. The gift of the Holy Ghost is given to the believer who asks for it. It's the source of power that God gives us to be an effective witness for him. Luke 11:13 says, if ye then, being evil, know how to give gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? There is a measure of the Holy Spirit in the believer for a certain purpose, but an anointing from the Holy Ghost comes upon you to stand in the office. That's your gift or your ministry to which God has called you. You cannot operate in your gift effectively without the power of the Holy Ghost. 1 John 2:20-27. 1 John 2:20 says, but ye have an unction from the Holy One. And ye know all, 27 says, but the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it has taught you, you shall abide in him. Unction means the act of anointing. So in 1 John 2, God is saying that the Holy Ghost will give me the knowledge of the thing. He, the Holy Ghost, will teach me. Whatever he teach me, the Holy Ghost will give it to me. For me to appropriately display manifest my gifts, I need to understand whether I have that gift and just what is the gift I have. The Holy Ghost is listed as the first spiritual gift because it is a gift, and the fact that you cannot operate in other gifts without having the Holy Spirit, because it's the anointing that performs that gift. Now, types of spiritual gifts, one is a motivational gift. It's charisma, Romans 12:6-8. Now, this gift involves the ability to discern right from wrong and declare truth. Some opportunities this gift can be used, but not limited to, are in the areas of community and national concerns, finances, and steering committees. Prophets today are motivated to confront anyone with what they believe to be right. And this comes from Topos Creative Consultants 2014. When controlled by the Holy Ghost, the gift of prophecy is a powerful tool to reprove, rebuke, and exhort others. Prophets point the way and declare specific truth. Then you have the gift of ministry, server, helps. This gift involves the ability to serve behind the scenes. Some opportunities this gift can be used, but not limited to, are in the areas of nursery departments, Sunday school, ushering, the anxieties department, and units in church. This is the Christian who faithfully serve behind the scenes and are interested in blessing others to serve the Lord. They tend to do whatever is called for. They are flexible, able to adapt to many challenges, and enjoy helping others and meeting needs. You have the gift of exhorting and encouraging. It involves the ability to share practical steps of action. Some opportunities this gift can be used, but not limited to, are in the areas of counseling, crisis center, and evangelism. Christians with the gift of exhortation find themselves encouraging others and are compelled to give advice. As counselors, they have steps of actions and are blessed with an intense sense of concern. You have the gift of showing mercy, a compassion person. This gift involves the ability to give sympathy and or empathy to the hurting. Some opportunities this gift can be, but not limited to, are in the areas of hospital, benevolence, and counseling. Christians with this gift demonstrates a genuine sensitivity to suffering. They are compelled to help people reduce the pain, but not the reason that they are suffering. The focus is on filling those that are hurt, showers of mercy, strongly desires to minister by being there when people need them. And this comes from the living causes of spiritual gift and personality types. The giving, a giver. This gift involves the ability to use stewardship to further God's kingdom. Some opportunities this gift can be used, but not limited to, are in the areas of finance, planning community, and in office. Givers tend to be seriously concerned about financial matters. The gift of giving also involves the gift of getting. Spiritual gifts assessment, Elizabeth Bassett, they are sensitive to how money is spent and saved. Grace Point Church, spiritual gifts descriptions. Then you have the gift of teaching. This gift involves the ability to clarify truth and insight as to why facts are true. Some opportunities this gift can be used, but not limited to, are in areas of teaching, training, and working in the library. Christians with the gift explaining why things are true, interested in research, and like to dig into significant details. They enjoy presenting what they have learned, and they press towards a deeper understanding simply because they love to study. The gift of administration, ruling, and leadership is seen in those who either like to organize or delegate to others. Compelled by an intense sense of duty, they like to find things for people to do. They simply like to evaluate what needs to be done, then design systems or give responsibilities to those who can get the job done. This comes from the Youth Ministry Resources homepage. Now, gift of administration, ruling, and leadership also, this gift involves the ability to organize or delegate tasks. Some opportunities this gift can be used, but not limited to, are pastoring, group leader, officers of the church, and personnel departments. Grace gifts that shape our personality, faculty, talents, qualities. And we're going to get part two next week. Then you have the ministry gifts, dogma 11 through 16. You got the apostle, the bishop, the gift of pastoring and shepherding. Now, this gift involves the ability to minister to groups needing leadership. Some opportunities this gift can be used but not limited to are in areas of pastoring a church and committee chairperson. This gift is obvious in those who really enjoy leading others in serving the Lord. The gift of pastoring and shepherding involves the motivation to lead. Pastor shepherds are compelled to encourage others to work together for the body's sake. The info users, uniquely you. Influencing others to work together is important, stressing the need for team participation and emphasizing harmony. Then there's the gift of evangelism. Now, this gift involves the ability to comfortably share the gospel with results. Some opportunities this gift can be used, but not limited to, are in the areas of visitation, outreach ministry, and missions. Christians with this gift feel compelled to win souls and seem to have the ability to communicate the gospel very effectively. They are genuinely concerned about witnessing to a lost and dying world. Then you have the gift of prophecy, a perceiver. This gift involves the ability to discern right from wrong and declare truth. Some opportunities this gift can be used, but not limited to, are in the areas of community, national concerns, finances, steering committee. Prophets today are motivated to confront anyone with what they believe to be right. When controlled by the Holy Ghost, the gift of prophecy is a powerful tool to reprove, rebuke, and exhort others. Prophets point the way and declare specific truth. To some, be a function, a developing, becoming, a presentation of gifts of people called, and gifts to lead and train the body of Christ. Everyone has different gifts. No one has all the gifts. No one is sufficient unto himself or herself. God has made each part of the body to function separate, yet dependent upon the rest of the body. The greater the gifts are, the more the person is exposed to temptations, and the larger is the measure of grace needed to keep him humble and spiritual. and he will meet with more painful experiences and humbling dispensations. So the believer needs to understand that the trials and suffering go hand in hand with the gift. The Bible teaches that everyone is gifted. 1 Corinthians 7:7. For I would that all men were even as myself, but every man has his proper gift of God, one after this manner and another after that. God only gives perfect gifts. James 1:17, and it reads, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. God gives gifts to us that we might be the first fruit of his creation. James 1:18. Of his own will begot he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creation. We are so special to God that he made our gifts a priority in creation. The psalmist reminds us in Psalms 103 that it is he who made us and not we ourselves. And Psalms 139:14, the scripture reveals that we are wonderfully made. Our gifts are the unique way we think, the way we feel and act. It's the way our God made and wired us. We all have God-given personalities that affect our natural motivations. As Christians, we also have one or more spiritual gifts that influences our supernatural motivations. How gifts are manifested or function in the church and the body of the believer, Ephesians 4:11-13. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measures of the stature of the fullness of Christ. When we are identifying our spiritual gifts, we then begin to understand our function in the church. God will bless and benefit us by using our gifts for his glory. It is for the edifying of the church, the perfecting of the saints, and for ministry. Our gifts help to make the church one body, but with many parts. 1 Corinthians 12:12-16 reads, for as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of that one body being members are one body, so also is Christ. For by one spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bound or free, and have been all made to drink into one spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. The Spirit distributes to everyone as he will. We must be content with the gift God has blessed us with and not covet our brothers or sisters' gift, which we think is greater. We must not despise others because of their gift. How blessed is this church if all the members did their duty. Instead of coveting the highest stations or the most splendid gifts, let us leave the anointment, amen. According to Romans 12:3, we are not to think more highly of ourselves than we ought to, because we have been blessed with spiritual gifts. Romans 12:3 says, for I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Allowing the Holy Ghost to manifest your gift. First, you need to pray and seek God to show you your gift. If you are called of God, then he will equip you with spiritual gifts. But he gives spiritual gifts to stand in the office that he has called you into. Then allow the anointing of the Holy Spirit to work in that gift. The Holy Ghost gives discernment and understanding as how we are displayed in our gifts. When you allow the manifestation, you permit the Holy Ghost to operate in that area of your life. Our gifts are for the edifying of the body of Christ. You must know where God has called you. Then you must pray and be endowed with the power of the Holy Ghost and its anointing. Ezekiel 36:27 says, and I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgment and do them. John 14 says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. 1 Corinthians 3:16 says, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? 1 Corinthians 6:19 says, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? God will give you the knowledge, the anointing, and confidence to display that gift. The Word of God will work with or without the anointing, but there is an anointing that comes from those who God has called and separated unto ministries. Come from the chapter 5, the fivefold ministry gift by Kenneth Hagin. It's the same Holy Spirit, but the anointing to stand in a certain office is different from the anointing abides within every believer. You manifest the gift by studying the Word of God, by being prayerful. A workman who does not study, this 2 Timothy 2:15, is not going to be able to operate in that gift, because the anointing of the Holy Ghost would not be able to manifest itself in you. But by being dedicated to serve the Lord, a life of consecration and submitting to the will of God, you start small and work your way up. And most of all, be committed to what God has called you to do. Fail or succeed entirely, live or die, we got to stick with it and stay with it, because God has called you. If God has called you, you got to stick to what you know that God has done for you. Because I'm going to stick, because I know that God has called, grow into it. Zechariah 4:10 says, do not despise the day of small things. For who has despised the day of small things? For they shall rejoice and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel with those seven. They are the eyes of the Lord, which run to and fro throughout the whole earth. Let us pray. Lord God, in Jesus' name, we humbly come before your throne of grace. And Lord God, before we begin to ask you for anything, we thank you for everything. We thank you for who you are. You are truly the Lord of lords. You are the King of kings. You are the everlasting Father. You are the Prince of Peace. And Lord God, we thank you on this morning. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, because you woke us up this morning. You did not have to, but you did, God. You woke us up this morning and you had our minds towards heaven, towards serving you, God. And we thank you on this morning, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, for this session that we had on today, Lord God. We thank you for Dr. Carey and this lesson on allowing the manifestations of my gift. God, open your people's hearts to see the manifestation of their gift and then how to operate in it. It's for your glory, God. God, get your glory. Thank you, God. Then, God, we ask you to look on Dr. Carey and her family, God, and continue to do for them that which only you can do. Look on the listeners, one by one, name by name, and work it out for each and every one of them. You know exactly what they need. And every individual, Lord God, look on them individually, Lord God. Then look on us collectively, God. Thank you for the unspoken request, God. Thank you for it, God. And then fill it. Lord, do according to your will. Then, God, we ask you for the special prayer for the sick and shut-in, for the bereaved families, God. We ask you to look on the Marshall family, look on the Franklins, God, look on the Stinson family, the Anglin family, God. Continue to look on those, God, that have lost loved ones on this year, God, and for those that can't seem to get it together. Fix it, God. Show them what is required to make it through. God, you are able to see us through every situation. There is nothing too hard for you, God, and there is no failure in God. Now, God, look on our leaders. Look on our pastors, look on the pastors, our superintendents, God. Look on our bishops, God. And then, God, look on my pastor, the superintendent, Dr. Byron Gibbs and Lady Dorothy Gibbs. Keep them, God, in the center of your will. And, God, we just ask you, God, look on the overcomers, too. Bless them in a special way so that they can continue to help your people, God. And then, Lord God, you know what everyone needs. Supply the need, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. Tuning in to Blog Talk Radio with your co-host, Evangelist Terry Rogers. Tune in next week when your host, the Dr. Maria Carey, who is the CEO, will return. Same time. Remember, if something was said that encouraged your heart, let Dr. Carey know by texting her or email her. Text her 309-750-7584 or drop her an email at amazinggraceministries@gmail.com. That's capital Amazinggraceministries@gmail.com. She would love to hear from you. Wear your mask, wash your hands often, and don't forget to social distance yourself. And I thank each and every one of you all for taking time out of your busy Saturday morning to tune in. Until next time, enjoy the remainder of your day and be blessed.